Hello, everybody. This is Cheryl A. Nocera, owner and creator of Why Are So Many People Broken? Today's date is September 26, 2021. I don't know about you, but last week was a very turbulent week for me. And a few other people I know had a rocky week as well. Hopefully this week will be a little better. But I'm going to read you something that actually reminded me of last week. Although changes in life often seem turbulent and unknown, it is through the progression of changes that your highest good, the blessing, and indeed, the miracle can unfold. You are at the precipice of another stream, changes flowing into your being. Change stirs within the earth. It stirs within the greater field of consciousness and within your own life path. But do not be afraid. Instead, know and remember that you are a divine spiritual being in physical form. You are here in life on planet Earth not to effortlessly glide in autopilot through the present moment, but to be an active participant in manifesting your highest and greatest good, and learning your lessons and accomplishing your purpose. So what does that mean? Does that mean that you're just hanging tight, drinking your coffee every day, eating your bonbons, watching your favorite TV show? Or does it mean that you're actually out there doing something? Whether it's being kind to somebody, working in a job that's helping people, or when you're outside, are you doing something different that engages you and other people around you? That's something that everybody should think about. Because just because we work an 8-hour job or a 10-hour job, however many hours you work, or go to school or whatnot, you can still be kind to others and you can still have a dream of your own. And eventually, when you have time, you can pursue that dream. And actually, you can manifest that dream and it'll come to you. I know that sounds crazy, right? True story. One day, I was working, and I was working many hours. And this particular day, I didn't have 2 seconds to breathe. And all I wanted was one piece of chocolate. I didn't care about supper. I didn't care about anything else, just one piece of chocolate. I will be damned if somebody didn't come in where I was working and say, "Do you want some chocolate?" Honestly, it was like unbelievable. I wouldn't have believed if it didn't happen to me. And there's been a few other times that things like that have happened. I mean, there are times that we want things, but, you know, we just want them because we want them. It's not like a need, you know? But when there's an actual need to have something that'll get you through the day or get you through your life, whatever it may be, it's going to happen the more you think about it. If happiness is what you want, surround yourself with happy people. If a certain skill that you have, surround yourself with people that have that same skill set and then go for it. And here's something that I always said to my son, and I wish when I was younger, I had listened to my advice that I give every day. Never, ever, 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 ever pass up an opportunity. I don't care how good it is. I don't care how bad it is. Just don't pass it up. Because somewhere down the road, you might regret it. So here's to a good week. I'm going to actually play my Tibetan. Well, not play. I'm going to tap my sambo and we can all do like a meditation together. It'll be brief. And what I want you to think of after I tap the bowl is someplace you want to be. I don't mean like Hawaii, but I mean like someplace where you would be sitting comfortably, even if you're not, but in your mind's eye, that's what you want to do. Place yourself there. And feel it. If it's like sitting by water, hear the water. Maybe it's a stream running. Maybe it's ocean waves crashing. Maybe it's a lake when you just hear it hit the pier. Whatever it is, just try to visualize it, hear it, and maybe smell it. Some people can do that. Okay? So right now, before I even hit the sambo, what I want you guys to do is take a deep breath in and breathe out. Take a deep breath in and out. Breathe in and breathe out. Now I'm going to hit the bowl and let's think about some place where we want to be. Thank you, everybody. This is Cheryl A. Nocera, owner and creator of Why Are So Many People Broken, signing off. I hope you have an amazing week. Goodbye.